Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. And today I'm very excited because we have a very special guest today. She is the founder and the CEO, Susan Lendex, and she is the owner of the company Avestix. And she is an amazing woman who is going to talk about where we're headed and where we're going to be going in the world of business in the near future. And before we begin, I just want to give a shout out to our sponsors, who are iHeartRadio and Spreaker. We'd like to thank you for making this show happen. And I'm very excited, Susan, to have you on the show today. I'm really intrigued by all the accomplishments that you've done in the past. And I'd love for you to share with the audience a little about yourself and what you do.
Stacey, thank you so much, and thank you for having me on the show. Born and bred in South Africa and a true entrepreneur, my investment journey starts when I was only 7 years old through my dad's sister, who was in the financial world and exposed me to give my little bit of pocket money, and she invested it in shares for me on a monthly basis. So she literally enticed me into the financial world. And then in South Africa, real estate is very prominent, and I got into real estate very early with my dad as well. Okay, I always joked and said I got real estate in my DNA, because he gave me a paintbrush and let me start painting his house from a very early age. But I always knew that I want to be in finance and investment, so I started, and my career started as a chartered accountant. Completed that at a very early age. And then I had my first business and sold that when I was at the age of 23. So I'm a true entrepreneur in the sense of it. But as life takes you, sometimes you end up, and I end up in corporate for various international corporate companies on a global scale as CFO for them, learn a lot about systems backend processes, as well as just getting into technology. So I got a very, very strong knack for technology. I did 9 SAP implementations throughout my lifetime. That was in the very, very early days of SAP R2, and then moved on to SAP R3. So I got this unique, being global perspective in terms of being entrepreneur, hands-on, being know what it is to be a startup founder, but also in the corporate world and interact with finance, investments, and then technology, which is at the forefront of where we are today. So then move into Australia 10 years for various reasons. And then the big thing that affected everyone in the world, obviously COVID. That was a very decisive factor while we moved into the US, and we now have 5 years here to expand our group Avestix for over the last 10 years.
Wow. So that's pretty amazing how you started at such a young age. That's wonderful that your dad kind of enticed you, through, teaching you and letting you actually interact and be a part of it. And, that kind of drew your love for and passion for the world of finance. And that got you to where you are today.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think education plays such a big role in anything that you can do, and your parents obviously is pivotal in terms of anyone's development, especially as a child. But I don't think there's enough education and enough knowledge out there that really teach people about finance and education and investment as well, and especially women. Women is always the last to get educated in investments, because it's just such a male dominant industry, where even in the household, the man always make all the decisions and always control the credit cards and make the decisions on where to spend the money. So it's very unusual for a woman to really get all the financial education. And when something drastically happen in your life, then it's becoming a real big issue for a lot of women out there.
Oh, most definitely. It is a male dominant industry, and you do see more male than you do female. But that's a great point that you make, because if something happens and the man in the family is always making all the decisions when it comes to finance and setting up things, and then all of a sudden, God forbid, someone passes away, then you're left with all these responsibilities that you may not know how to go about, and it could be very scary. So I definitely agree with you. I think education plays a big role. People should, and I don't think it matters either what age you are. I think you can really dive into it at any age and start really learning about finance, because at any age you could actually learn about it and actually participate in it and actually make a great profit through finance at any time in your life, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think if you've got a really good role model and if you've got a really good mentor, you can go so much places. I was very fortunate. We got very early into Bitcoin 2012, and I had the privilege to actually get a mentor for my eldest son, who's now our chief investment officer, to actually learn more about digital currencies. And he was just starting to dabble into Bitcoin and Ethereum and Litecoin. And this was like 15 years ago. And now we understand the landscape so well. And he's more invested than a trader, but he does a little bit of both and just absolutely love the space. So I think by starting something small with your children or just get them exposed to somebody that's out there's so many opportunities on YouTube or mentors or on LinkedIn or just read a little bit more or watch more YouTube, educational YouTube videos, then that can really make a difference. I strongly believe that can set their destiny in terms of what they want, what's the interest and how that's going to shape their lives.
Right. No, I agree 100% with you. Now, you had mentioned, before the show, you were talking about all different areas of business that are changing very rapidly. You're talking about AI, and then you were talking about other areas in business that are changing, like cybersecurity. And your prediction was that you feel in the next 10 years that so many things are going to be changed. And can you like go into like how you feel about like where business is headed in your eyes?
So we will see over the next 10 years more changes happening than what we've seen over the last 100 years, just in terms of technology. And we already see that the way that ChatGPT is literally starting to even overtake Google in terms of just searches. But it's literally about 5% on the J curve that we are with artificial intelligence or AI, as everyone knows it now. But it's more to do about how we interact with our payments, our finance. Cybersecurity is going to be a massive big thing. And we've just signed, I can publicly announce it, a small investment into a cybersecurity company where they're going to change the way that we even log into our emails or platforms, because normally you take email on the platform, those will all be get away. So we will basically have your eyes, your palms, and your voice, and then all your information will be stored on a blockchain technology, which is just an immutable distributed ledger. So those are some of the big changes coming through. And then the Web3, as everyone's talking about, but really in terms of interaction with AI. So those are some of the major changes coming through, but it will affect effectively every single person on Earth. And the people that's not going to embrace AI, unfortunately, is going to be left behind. So
Right.
you have to learn and study more about AI and interact with them in terms of just the work environment out there.
Yeah, and I say that to a lot of people, because a lot of times I see people, they get stuck, in the past, because something in business had worked for them for so many years, so they kept repeating it over and over and over again, and then all of a sudden now things are changing very rapidly, and the things that used to work for them are no longer working for them in the business world, and they're starting to decline in their profits, and they're starting to struggle in certain areas of their business. And sometimes people don't realize that it's time to change, or they're afraid to change. For people who are in business and they've been doing things a certain way, do you have any advice for these people that that they really need to really step up their game, because things are going to be rapidly changing?
I would say the most important thing is just to educate yourself. First of all, I think it's really important to start reading. If you're in business specifically, you need to be active on LinkedIn and just start. There's so many good articles out there from various top leaders like KPMG or McKinsey's, or really just start navigate the space and just learn more, just read. It's so easy when you've got an iPad to just have it all. You can have it audio or you can read just an ebook these days. There's no excuse to say that you can't have a spare time and not start reading. But I
Right.
think the other thing then what I need to think of is in the business is how is AI going to affect what I'm doing and really have some consultation around that because AI becomes center of your business. And if you don't have a business where AI has become center of what you do in terms of automated workflows, or backend, or integrated with that, you absolutely will have no business by 2030.
Yeah.
And this is not my words, this is people who's at the forefront of technology innovation, like Peter Diamandis, who just literally say that. And we could see already the rapid changes that ChatGPT has brought to everyone. It's coming with such a big wave, and in DeepSeek with the Chinese has then brought another wave because they've just innovated it and so quick and so fast and at such a lower cost. So we're going to see, I think, a couple of disruptions coming through, and we don't even speak about quantum computers, which is going to be a whole new disruption coming through. But my strongest advice is really to just get out there and start educate yourself. Just understand what is blockchain technology. Understand about how your finance investments will change in the future. What new opportunities are out there? Just start familiarize yourself with the changes coming and get a good group of consultants or mentors around you, or just listen to more podcasts. And just be informative and willing to explore a little bit more.
I think that's so important. I think people really need to do a lot of research. Sometimes people get scared when it comes to investing because they just don't understand it, or they may not be a numbers person, you know. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, when they see a lot of numbers, people start to go cross-eyed, and they get, you know, they want to run in a different direction because that's not where their strengths are. But, you know, as you mentioned, you know, consultants and people who you can, you know, look up to and could be your mentors and direct you in the right way could actually be a very beneficial way to help you and guide you to the point where you have enough knowledge where you start to feel confident and you start to feel capable of making some decisions on your own.
Yeah, and it's particular of interest for women as well, because like I said in the past, women is just always the majority or just get the less funding when they start a new business. So it is even more applicable to women than anyone else to really get a role model out there and really follow that people and to just learn more and explore more. And when somebody tragic happens, like my husband's been and passed away like 6 weeks ago, it is such a big impact on your personal life and you all of a sudden are in the center of it. You don't have the support and you have to take care of your children and all the arrangements around it. But it's also during that time that you understand really if you don't have the financial backing behind you. Or maybe the situation is you come in into a lot of money, and what all of a sudden do you need to do with that because you've never been exposed to the finance world. Or so many women go through a divorce. I've actually been seeing on there was Melinda Gates who's actually bring out on the 15th of April a new book called The Next Day, and she's talking about she's been 60, she's been through a huge divorce. She's been into a new chapter with philanthropy. And there's so many changes happen in the life of a woman, and that's a complete different topic. But so it is just when all of those changes happened, and changes are, I think, something that's going to happen more and more as we go through the next 10 to 20 to 30 years. So how do you embrace all of that changes and actually just be in a good place where you find not just it's not just about money and investment, but it's also about your health and your wellness and just really finding balance in your life.
Yes, and that's so important. That's really so important. And a lot of times people get stuck, because they're so overwhelmed with so many different things going on after they lost a loved one. But like you said, there's a lot of responsibilities, there's a lot of things to take on, and then you have to cope with the grief, and it's a very hard situation. Even divorce also, it's a very hard situation because for many women, they're starting from scratch again. It's a whole new life. It's a whole new experience, and it's scary when you enter a new world that you're not familiar with. And do you have any suggestions for people when either from the knowledge that of your friends or from losing your husband, how do you begin life again when you have to, now everything has changed, the world has changed around you, and now you have to, kind of pick up the pieces and start putting them together and start building that foundation that, was so quickly, broken around you.
So for me personally, it's the first time that I've literally got to a still stand for probably 6 weeks. I never in my life has just stopped. So I was busy with the arrangements for the cremation, busy with the back end, with all the funeral, and then on top of that, I moved from Florida all the way to Silicon Valley. So that whole transition, packing up two houses, it was a huge transition. So I was extremely busy, but not busy.
Yes.
Because I wasn't busy with work. I did zero work. It was like almost, I said to my team, it was almost like having a big ship there without a captain. But for me, it was like you go through that period, and then when you basically almost, I would say, 6 weeks into it, you then start to realize, well, these extreme moments of grief, and then you start realizing that now you're almost alone. And I've been very fortunate that I had a huge circle of friends around me with a huge circle of support. And also, I've got my two boys, which is quite big. They're 30, but they're not boys, they're men. I'm 32 and 30. So I think that's a huge, huge factor. And I had so many people reaching out to me. But for me, it was to really find the stillness and the calmness in going early mornings to the beach. I'm an absolute beach person. So just to find my space there to do some yoga classes, do some meditation, and just become still. And if I want to go sleep in the afternoon, I've done it, which I've never done in my whole life. But just take the time out. I think it's so important. And to just almost like, for me personally, just really clarify on where I'm going, where I'm taking the company. And it provided me the stillness to just almost like rediscover myself in a way to say, well, this is important going forward. This is important for me in terms of serve women, serve next generations, but serve doing a lot of good in terms of philanthropy work out there. And what is that going to look like? So sometimes when something big like that happened to you, it provides you the opportunity to just stand still, because I think what's happened to all of us, we are so busy. We go from one meeting to another one. We get so many emails, we get so many articles we need to read. So it's just such a busy, busy life out there that we don't really get opportunity to just be still and just think and just be in the moment, you know what, and just let that whatever that comes through to you. So I think it is so important to take that moments and to almost to say, well, this become crystal. And for me, even these still days, that's been really hard. I hate the Sunday because that's the stillness. But then you start getting a little bit more busy during the week. So just really working, allow yourself. I had a very, very good friend, and she said to me days after it happened, she said to me, and that's probably would stay with me, and I can leave that to everyone. She said to me, you have to go to the bottom of the swimming pool, or the bottom of the, not the ocean, but close to, before you would be able to come up. And you have to sit in your grief and just be still in it. And then you will find the strength to actually bring yourself up. And that
Right.
was quite an inspiration for me to realize that I will have to take the time off, whether and it's different for different people. Sometimes for them it can be 2 weeks. For me, it took me almost 6 weeks because my relationship was so long and so deep. So
Yes.
yeah, that's my little bit of advice to everyone.
Love it. I love it. And that's great advice. I think, you have to take it one day at a time, and you do the best you can do, and you keep yourself occupied, and you use the support around you and the people that you love. They're there for you, and you keep busy, and you try to move forward the best you can. And that's all we can do, is do the best we can and no more, but as long as we're trying, I think that's what
Yeah.
matters.
And to find purpose in your life, I think it's really important to find that purpose. And that's not always clearly defined, but if you've got something that's really driven or get involved in an organization, I think that's really important not to be by yourself, but surround yourself, go out, meet other people, other women, or being other men. Just basically start socializing. I think that's really important as well.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you totally. I think it's very important to start socializing, making those connections, and finding the other people that can relate to you. And sometimes we feel so alone, but when we start to meet people and we start to get ourselves out there, we realize that we're not alone. There are other people around that have gone through similar situations and experienced similar emotions, and can be there as a support guide, and be there to hold your hand and walk along with you side by side, which could be a very big help when we go through, obstacles in our lives that are very hard to deal with. Now, you created a wonderful company called Avestix. Now, can you tell us a little about the company, what it's about, and what you do?
So we effectively investment company and we provide investment opportunities for family offices, for women, for next generations. And we're going into retail investors as well, where we provide an integrated financial portfolio solution for them where they can invest into real estate, into venture capital, into public markets and the digital markets. I strongly believe that this is the way the future is, to have an integrated investment portfolio between public and private markets. And that's currently what we're building. We're going to start quite soon in building our own tech stack with AI at the center of it on the blockchain system. And education will be very center of that because we believe that in the new world we're going in, and it will be all digital, it is so important to be educated on what's the new products out there. Because the old days of having your money for 25 years into annuity and
Yeah.
you just hope and pray the stock market will not collapse is forever gone. So I truly is a very big advocate for diversification of your assets. It will just provide, and I know Ray Dalio, which is one of the thought leaders, and Warren Buffett out there in terms of investment, is saying that diversification is so important that you just diversify your assets, your investments, and your funds over various different asset classes. So that's currently what we're busy building. We're far from where we need to be, but I believe we're on a good strike.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it a lot. Yeah. I think it is the future, and I think it is great that you're focusing on educating women as well, to help them understand it so they can take charge and they can make some decisions, and with the right decisions, you could have wonders, happen in your life, and changes that you never thought were possible.
Yeah,
And it
because there's a big wave in terms of even family offices, if you think of that, is predominantly run by males, and they estimate there will be $146 trillion be transferred over to women and next generations in the next 10 years, which is a phenomenal amount.
Yes.
But even those women is always been, they don't have the financial education, and their financial education is very different from somebody that's 25, that's a woman, or 35, that's coming in a big wealth compared to somebody who's not. So the education levels are very different in terms of that. But I strongly believe that women, as well as next generations, is really where the education piece needs to be,
Yes.
and to make sure that they're just equipped for the future and for the life that's ahead of them.
Oh, I agree 100%. Yes, most definitely. Now, if we had to take today's conversation and you wanted to emphasize on some important factors, what would be some of the things you'd like to emphasize today to the listeners?
In terms of the discussion that we had,
Yes.
I think for me personally, I think it's really to emphasize on the education for women, which is quite close to my heart. Next generations as well. And I think because women invest very differently, we invest for different reasons as what the men out there investing. We invest for good. We want to make sure that the planet is a better place to live in. And philanthropy, I think, is a really big thing as well. I think if we can give back, and women as a household or the main person to care about a household, I think there's nobody better than women to do that. So I think that's really important. And just to make sure that women are financially independent when something happened to them, whether they've been left behind by their loved ones or whether they get divorced, that they're in a financial secure position and that they don't have to go and ask for breadcrumbs, that they can really take care of themselves. I think
Right.
that's, and also to do the things that you want to do. We all work our whole life, but how little of us would be able to go and say, I want to take a week off and I want to go and I want to travel into Italy, or I want to go to Japan with my girlfriends and just have enjoyed the time and don't have to stress where am I going to find the next cent to actually buy bread for the table. So
Right.
probably the main focus, a huge focus, what we're going to do going forward as well.
I love that. I love that. Now, where can people find your website and find all about you?
So a lot of the information is on LinkedIn. I'm really active on LinkedIn. So just Susan Lindeke, if they can just look up my profile, they can follow me or they can connect with me. Then we do got our website, avsticks.com. I basically got a personal website as well, susanlindeke.com. We're in the process of revamp that, but you can find some information about me there. And then on LinkedIn as well, we got some free ebooks. The one is coming out, sorry, the one is on Big Ideas 225. We've released about 2 weeks ago. Just in terms
Wonderful.
of new technologies, it's a free download. And then we will next from sorry, Wednesday, we will release our family office ebook in terms of information about what is a family office, what is the wealth transfer. Talk a little bit more about that, which is a concept that's not familiar to everyone out there, what it is to be able to have a family office. And then I am on Facebook, not that active, but I'll try to be a little bit more active going forward as well.
That sounds wonderful. I really think what you're doing is wonderful. I think it's very important to get women to really participate and invest in finance and really break that fear, because I think sometimes because it is male dominant and maybe their husbands or their partners were doing it for so long that they they're so used to it that they don't really have the education, so they don't know where to begin. They don't know, what decisions are the right decisions to make. So because they don't know, they fear it and they back away from it. But it's not that difficult once you learn from the right people, and I think, that's something that if people, take the next step forward. So many changes can be made in the world of high ticketed working women. And they could learn so much and they could do so much and accomplish so much just by making those decisions. And even women who are home, that have children and they work maybe part time, if they participate and they learn about financing, they can make decisions too that could actually change their lives.
Yeah, I mean, I was speaking to another company that I'm looking at, and it's actually amazing because women doesn't get finance. They hardly get a credit card more than $10,000 or $20,000. And when they want to start a little coffee shop or when they want to start a little clothing shop out there, it is just so difficult because to really scrape the, especially if they're on their own. So I think that it's so important to just not just get educated about what it is, but also what is the sources and how can you access finance a lot better.
Yes. Oh, 100%. 100%. Now, is there anything else that you'd like to share before we go?
I just want to say thank you so much for the opportunity and for all the women out there to just say really is we are entering, I strongly believe we are entering the best wealth generation decade of our life coming. The next 10 years will be pivotal for a lot of women where they can generate a lot of wealth, not even inherent, not even to speak about inheritance. And if you educate yourself and you just start investing a small amount, I always said, you know, you can just take $1,000 and start investing that, and you can make a lot of money by the time that you look back in the next 10 years or 20 years. So it's taking small little steps and build that up and to create something a lot bigger for your better future and for the better good.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Well, thank you so much, Susan, for coming on the show. I really appreciate you and all the knowledge you shared today, and you know, for sharing your story also. That took a lot of courage, and I say thank you because there are a lot of women out there who needed to hear that. And you know, your words, you know, can really inspire and motivate others to take the next step forward. And thank you so much because you're doing a great job yourself. And you know, I think you're an excellent role model for women. And you know, I appreciate everything that you're doing to help women, you know, learn how to improve themselves and elevate to the next level in life.
Stacey, thank you so much for coming on the show. I truly appreciate this.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have a great day.
Thank you so much. Go well. Bye bye.
Bye bye.